chemist Leo Bakeland. In the opening scene of The Graduate, Benjamin, played by a young Dustin Hoffman, is awkwardly working an affluent Southern Californian crowd at a graduation party arranged for him by his parents, when a family friend offers one of the century's most famous pieces of cinematic advice. I just want to say one word to you. Just one word. Plastics. Millions of moviegoers winced and smiled. The scene nearly captured their own late 60s ambivalence towards the ever more synthetic landscape of their times. They loved their cheap, easy-to-clean formica countertops, but envied and longed for the authentic touch and timelessness of marble and wood. The chord struck by that line in The Graduate underscored how much had happened in the 6 decades since the summer of 1907, when Leo Bakeland made the laboratory breakthrough that would change the stuff our world is made of. A Belgian-born chemist-entrepreneur, Bakeland had a knack for spotting profitable opportunities. He scored his first success in the 1890s with his invention of Velox, an improved photographic paper that freed photographers from having to use sunlight for developing images. With Velox, they could rely on artificial light, which at the time usually meant gas lights, but soon came to mean electric. It was a far more dependable and convenient way to work. In 1899, George Eastman, whose cameras and developing services would make photography a household activity, bought full rights to Velox for the then astonishing sum of $1 million. Starting around 1904, Bakeland and an assistant began their search. 3 years later, after filling laboratory books with page after page of failed experiments, Bakeland finally developed a material that he dubbed in his notebooks Bakelite. The key turned out to be his Bakelizer, a heavy iron vessel that was part pressure cooker and part basement boiler. With it, he was able to control the formaldehyde-phenyl reaction with more finesse than had anyone before him. Initial heating of the phenyl and formaldehyde, in the presence of an acid or base to get the reaction going, produced a shellac-like liquid, good for coating surfaces like a varnish. Further heating turned the liquid into a pasty, gummier good, and when Bakeland put this stuff into the Bakelizer, he was rewarded with a hard, translucent, infinitely moldable substance. In a word, plastic.